Hello and welcome to the opening bell. My name, Matt Christie. Next to me, John Dennan.
Hello.
John had a little holiday last week. How was it, John?
It's good. You say holiday, I say nervous breakdown, but, you know, either way, I'm back.
I thought we were keeping that under wraps.
Okay, right.
All right, okay.
Don't tell anyone.
You obviously haven't recovered yet. Okay, I feared you hadn't. Right, so fair bit has been going on since we last sat down and had a chat. One, of course, is the Floyd Mayweather fight was confirmed. Andre Berto is the opponent.
As we suspected,
and I think we discussed it before. I'm not a massive fan of the fight at all. However, it doesn't send me into a frothing at the mouth rage like it seems to have done to others. But I can understand the fact that Mayweather is apparently the leader of the sport, and therefore it's not a great choice, is it?
No. I would have of the people on the shortlist, Amir Khan would have been would have made for a much more exciting fight, because Khan would have made it exciting. Berto just, it seems like after the high of the Manny Pacquiao fight, which, you know, I know there was disappointment after it, but it was a serious fight. Pacquiao was the best person Mayweather could have fought. That he's gone for an easier option after that. You know, it's not the first time this has happened. Won't be the last. So it's not great, but it's nice to see Mayweather fight one more time. If it is all over. I kind of had a feeling he's going to retire after the Pacquiao fight.
I'd be surprised if this is his last fight. I'd be very, very surprised. I think whatever happens against Berto, and let's face it, he's probably on course for his most straightforward victory, probably since the Guerrero fight, maybe.
If not even
go back further than that to the Ortiz stoppage. But I mean, are people writing Andre Berto off? It seemed that he was almost being groomed for the Mayweather fight a few years ago. They set up the fight with Sugar Shane Mosley. You sense that if he had won that fight, he would have then walked into a showdown with Floyd Mayweather. There was then the Victor Ortiz fight, but Victor Ortiz got the fight with Mayweather because he beat Berto. Then there's a Robert Guerrero fight. Guerrero beat Mayweather, and Guerrero gets the... Guerrero beat Berto. So you sense that Berto has been on... he's been on Mayweather's radar for a while.
Yeah, but it's just... It seems it's more like that Berto isn't as good as everyone thought he was going to be. You know, as it said, you know, you kind of said it there. You know, Berto's already lost two people that Mayweather beat handily. It just shows sort of where he is in the pecking order, and you think those fights have exposed Andre Berto. You know, he can hit quite hard, and it should have been exciting, but his footwork's not great. It was interesting that his current trainer, Virgil Hunter, was talking about how he needed to boost his boxing IQ. You know, so if you're not, yeah, so if, you know, Mayweather is, you know, he may not be the best fighter of all time, but he could well be the most intelligent. And you just think, you know, in those departments, he's just not going to match Mayweather at all.
I agree.
He might punch him in the face once or twice.
He might do, and this is the thing, I think, that we have. I think I was speaking to you about it the other day, that more so he's getting punched in the face, Mayweather,
Every now and again.
Pacquiao caught him clean, and it seemed like the whole of Nevada went crazy. Maidana tagged him in both of the fights. And I think because it's never happened before, there is almost that sense when he does suddenly get caught, and even though he doesn't particularly look in that much trouble, there is that sense that you could be about to witness something that has never, ever gone on, and that's Mayweather losing. So I do think Berto will land at some point, but I think it is going to be an exceptionally comfortable night's work for Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, but I do enjoy watching Mayweather box, so...
Okay, also on that bill, George Groves against Badou Jack for the WBC super middleweight belt. Again, this fight, we kind of felt it was going to happen. It just took a little while for it to be sorted out, obviously as a consequence of the confusion around Mayweather-Berto. Winnable, very winnable, it seems, doesn't it, for George Groves? And what an opportunity for him to shine as well on a card like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great platform for him, a great opportunity for him. And of super middleweight world champions, you know, Badou Jack is probably the one you want to be fighting, especially as you get to, you know, you get to fight in Las Vegas on this big show. But it's winnable, but by no means a sure thing for George Groves, actually. You know, even though, well, it was more that because of his, Badou Jack was a surprise winner to win the title when he beat Anthony Durrell, but he actually looked pretty strong, pretty solid then, when obviously he hasn't looked like that in the past. So I think Badou Jack has improved.
He was a pretty hot prospect as well when he first started out, wasn't he, Badou Jack?
Yeah, but
kind of went wrong a little bit, or exactly. He didn't seem to quite develop as we thought. And also, Groves hasn't looked fantastic, let's be honest. He hasn't looked fantastic since the Froch fights, has he?
Yeah, I thought he was great in the Froch fights. And even though he got stopped in both of them, he looked really sharp when he was boxing. I don't think he's looked as sharp since. You know, there's been that sort of... even though he's won his three fights pretty well, comprehensively, there's been an element of jeopardy, certainly, in the Christopher Rabras fight straight after Froch, and then he hasn't been up against much since. So maybe he's boxed sort of down to his level of opponents. Yeah, so yeah. I'd expect him to be better against Badou Jack. But yeah, there's an element that Groves hasn't been at his best recently, so he needs to get that back, which makes the fight an interesting one.
How big a fight, if he wins, how big a fight does Groves to Gale 2 become as a consequence?
I think it's huge. The biggest fight between two Brits. Well, I suppose the biggest fight between two Brits other than Amir Khan and Kell Brook. But, yeah, a super middleweight unification fight, I think it would be massive.
Yeah, I agree. So if Mayweather and Berto left us, let's say, a little underwhelmed in the boxing news office, and you're away for all these reactions to these fights being made.
As soon as I turn my back, all this stuff happens.
There was quite there was far more of a positive reaction for Cotto Canelo at middleweight. Say at middleweight, it's a catch weight again, 155 pounds. However, it seems to be a catch weight that doesn't favour either one of them, which also almost makes me think, what's the point? That's the one bad thing about this fight, is that it's a catchweight.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's a middleweight, it should just be a 160-pound limit, and you come in at what you like. But anyway, that aside, this fight is an absolute belter, isn't it? The certain fight, I think we've spoke before, but every now and again a fight comes along where you would recommend it to a non-boxing fan. If there's a fight where you really want to draw people into the sport, it's this one. This, in my mind, almost can't fail. I think there's only perhaps one thing that will make this fight fail, and that is if Cotto just has aged overnight and he can't cope, he's in a dreadful state.
Yeah, but even then, that would be the ascension of Canelo to a whole new level of superstar.
But this has got all the ingredients to fight of the year, hasn't it?
I agree. It can't not be a good fight just because, you know, they're both aggressive, they can both really hit. You know, we've seen them both fight earlier this year, and they both look really exciting. And then, you know, Canelo's got youth on his side. Cotto's got experience, the cleverer boxer. And really interesting, I was thinking that it was sort of, you know, because Canelo's the younger man, the future star coming through, I thought you know, I do think he'll win, and that this is maybe sort of Cotto passing the baton on to him, as it were. But we had a good piece on our on the Boxing News Online website going through all their common opponents, comparing their performances. And actually, it's Cotto who sort of, you know, Cotto performed better against Mayweather. Cotto's the one who sort of looked better against all their, pretty much all their mutual opponents, other than Austin Trout.
Are you picking, well, there we go, Austin Trout, the Austin Trout effect. But are you picking Cotto? Am I hearing, you're going to call the, what would be a minor upset if Cotto won?
I'm not. It's more that my first instinct was Canelo wins by stoppage, because Cotto's old and the years are catching up with him, and the Martinez victory sort of flattered him because of Martinez's injury problems. But then looking at that and thinking, you know, Cotto will surely be the cleverer boxer when you think of the way Alvarez just didn't perform against Floyd Mayweather at all. So I'm going for a tricky Saul Alvarez point victory in Las Vegas.
Because you have to remember that, and obviously it's one of the reasons for this is because of they're at such different stages of their career, but Alvarez has only been in one fight of this magnitude, and it was against Mayweather, and he didn't perform particularly well there.
Yeah.
Cotto has been in several. He hasn't won them all, but at least he's got that experience, hasn't he? And that could be a huge factor on the night.
Yeah, but at least Cotto's a very different style to Floyd Mayweather.
Yep.
And, you know, yeah, exactly. Floyd Mayweather's much more evasive, a lot trickier to catch up with. And I think the way Canelo beat Eris Nandy Lara, like, what a way to get over the Mayweather defeat, because it was that difficult style.
Yeah.
You know, so credit to him to taking that fight, and I think that's a telling win.
I agree with you. I think that really, really spoke volumes about what Alvarez is all about. The fact that he went after the Mayweather loss, and he really did. He was looking for Lara. He wanted that. He wanted to prove himself. And it was a close, at times untidy fight, and perhaps Alvarez will be better advised now just to kind of stay away from that for a little while. But he went in there because he has that belief in himself. And I believe Alvarez will beat Cotto. But fascinated to see it. Absolutely fascinated to see it. There's also another fight that's been mentioned. We speak to Amir Khan this week in the magazine. He says some interesting stuff. You sense that, perhaps to his detriment, he's still overly consumed by the fact that Floyd Mayweather is fighting someone else. But he does mention and makes a lot of noise about fighting Manny Pacquiao. We've also got an exclusive with Freddie Roach in this week's magazine, who goes into detail about how likely the Manny Pacquiao versus Amir Khan fight is. John, how big a fight is it if it was to happen?
Khan Pacquiao?
Yeah.
I think that's a huge global fight. I think it's massive. Yeah. I think it's a huge fight. It would be huge for Pacquiao. You know, it would be, you know, great. It's a great fight for Pacquiao to take, I think. Actually, I think Pacquiao's more difficult for Amir Khan than Floyd Mayweather would be. I don't think Khan would beat Mayweather, but I think he'd give him a hard time. I think the problem with Pacquiao is, like, you know, Pacquiao can apply really intelligent pressure, and even though he didn't manage to lay much of a glove on Mayweather, he can hit really hard. The way he's bouncing Algeria all over the ring, like, he can hit really hard, and I think that's a problem for Khan. You know, when Khan stands to trade, which he loves to do, which he surely would in a Pacquiao fight, if someone's hitting with him and they can hit hard enough to back him up, that could be really problematic. But again, that fight is guaranteed to be explosive. You know, and it's winnable for Amir Khan too.
Of course,
he's so fast. He throws such a volume of punches. Didn't look great in his last performance, but, you know, at his best, he's a fantastic talent. And, you know, Manny Pacquiao's only getting older. coming back from the surgery he's had in his shoulder. You know, this is a very difficult fight for him, though I'd pick it, though I'd pick Pacquiao to win.
You would pick Pacquiao. Would it be a more popular fight in terms of people putting their hands in the pocket and actually paying for it, in terms of pay-per-view, than Mayweather-Berto, do you think?
Yeah.
You do?
Surely.
You'd think so, wouldn't
yeah.
you? But Mayweather has got a lot of crazy die-hard fans that even this Berto fight, and this is kind of where I think Mayweather is kind of, I don't know, he's almost bigger than the sport that he rules in a way, because he can pick and choose, and I do feel that the Berto fight will probably do fair numbers at the box office, whereas in the past when Pacquiao hasn't fought some of the bigger names, there has been a serious drop in the amount of pay-per-view numbers, but Mayweather has got hordes and hordes of fans out there.
Well, I think Mayweather-Berto is a hard sell.
It is a hard sell. I wasn't that surprised when they announced it, but I was surprised that, in fact, no, it is going to be on pay-per-view. I thought it almost made sense in a way for it to be
on CBS.
I could almost see the sense in that now that it's on pay-per-view. But I do believe it'll do well. I think Mayweather has got that many fans, and he's got that many people that are just desperate to see him lose as well. Although it's pretty unlikely against Andre Berto, isn't it? Okay, so Mayweather-Berto, Cotto-Canelo. We've also got Golovkin-Lemieux coming up. We've also got Klitschko-Fury coming up. There's potential of Pacquiao-Khan. To all those that kind of question boxing, it's, to me at least, it's looking very, very healthy indeed.
Yeah, this year is massive, but how's 2016 going to top the fights that we've had this year? Like, we're getting Mayweather-Pacquiao, which we waited for so long, but the two biggest names and best fighters in the sport, getting Cotto-Canelo, which is one of the best fights you can make. Klitschko Fury is a really exciting world heavyweight title fight. You know, that's a great fight. And they've got to get Wilder in the mix just so we can get an undisputed heavyweight champion before it's too late.
On the also, I mean, that's just the world scene. If we look at the British scene, what the kind of Queensbury and Matchroom are doing, we've got a wonderful all domestic scrap up in Liverpool, which has been kind of signed and sealed, and that's Rocky Fielding, Callum Smith. That'll really, really get Liverpool jumping, and that's a really good fight. I really like the look of that. And the Frank Warren show, where we've got Billy Joe Saunders and Andy Lee.
Great fight.
Terry Flanagan against Magdaleno, which is a tricky one.
Yeah.
Credit to all involved there for organising that one. And Liam Smith as well gets a shot at the vacant WBO?
It's the vacant
middleweight
WBO
title.
Like middleweight title.
Yeah.
He's fighting Michel Soro.
So there's a lot to be optimistic about, isn't there? There's a lot to be optimistic about, and there's a lot to enjoy.
I'm just nervously waiting to find out which shows I get to cover.
Oh, well, you'll see, John. You'll see. Let's see what happens over the next few months. But you've had a good year. You were ringside for Pacquiao Mayweather.
I'm not complaining at all. But there's so many good fights coming up.
No, absolutely, absolutely. We're gonna have to cut this one short. I've got to go and pick up my daughter, I'm afraid. So we'll have to cut this one short at the 20-minute mark. But next week we'll reconvene and we'll have a longer chat about everything.
Everything. To do with boxing or?
Everything.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I've got some stuff on my mind, actually.
Yeah, we'll save it up, my friend. Okay, thanks to everybody that continues to download and continues to listen. This week's boxing news, we have loads of stuff, lots of exclusives. I mentioned Amir Khan, Manny Pacquiao. There's also an exclusive look at what's going on in the Klitschko camp with quite a touching interview with Jonathan Banks and his memories of Emmanuel Steward. We also speak to, who seems slightly crazy, super middleweight starlet Vincent Feigenboots. And it is all going on in boxing news, so please do pick up a copy and, of course, go onto the website as well. And we will be back next week.